Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. GEICO.com.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
It's hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we're going to talk to a mental coach. Russell Wilson Jr. III's mental coach is going to join us. I don't know if you guys need this, but keep in mind, if I would have said a couple of years ago an athlete had a mental coach, it would be a negative. Remember Rick Ankiel, who pitched for the Cardinals, and then all of a sudden he couldn't find the plate, and then he went to sports psychologist. And then he went to the outfield, too, and actually became successful as an outfielder. But having a mental coach, and the fact that Trevor Moad, he has written a book. It's called It Takes What It Takes. He's going to join us in a little bit. And my big curiosity with Russell Wilson is he throws that interception in the Super Bowl. He's going to win his second Super Bowl, which cements you as a Hall of Famer. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame anyway. But he throws that interception. How do you come back from that? And that's what that's my big question with Trevor when he comes in to ask him about how do you teach, and he's worked with Jadeveon Clowney and Odell Beckham Jr. and, you know, quite a few athletes here. When you're trying to have them come back from something, How do you start to rebuild that? Now, he'll join us coming up a little bit. And he might be able to help the Danettes. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would he? Do you think he would ask us like a series of baseline questions? Or
I don't know how. I don't know what the approach is where he sort of figures out who you are and how he can help you. Yes, Eden.
Is this those things like he just says cat or dog?
Yeah.
You say dog. Yeah. He's like, oh, you're going to be a murderer.
What?
Todd, are you okay with a mental coach coming in?
I am, but I'm concerned that he's going to get something out of me that is even beyond what I already am comfortable revealing over the years.
You reveal everything.
But he may, yeah, but I reveal stuff, but he's going to analyze it and come up with something that's going to be disturbing to myself and the rest of us.
Do you think that he could make you confident enough to get back on stage and do stand-up at the Super Bowl?
I don't know about Super Bowl, that's just a few days away, but I think he can.
Yeah, because you take a long time to get your material together, right? Like all those other jobs that you didn't take any time.
I'm afraid he's going to start trying to analyze dreams in my notebook and stuff like that.
Ooh, I'd like for him to look at your notebook.
Nothing good can come in.
Because that is creepy. You know what? Let me see if Trevor can make you funny. That'll be his goal.
So unnecessary.
That's his goal. Can you make him funny?
That's just plain mean.
All right. Yes, McLovin.
I have a lot of concerns here, but my fear is like I was never able to play basketball in front of other people. I always got nervous in front of crowds.
Really?
Yeah, didn't you?
No.
Not at all? In high school when the crowd was there?
No.
You didn't tighten up?
No, never.
College?
If I got to play, I might have been unnerved, but no. I was more nervous that there were so many people in the stands when I was in college on the team and not playing. You know? Yes,
I would nearly throw up just before every AUAA game. That's how uncomfortable I get. And there's not even a live crowd there.
Yeah, Paul.
When you're out in the middle of a forest with a bow and arrow and no one's around, it's really relaxing.
Yeah, that's Paulie's sport, archery.
It's funny that McLovin revealed that because if you look at our show, I would say that McLovin's probably the most confident person on air, not including you, Dan, on this side of the glass, where he could take shots at athletes and do things that maybe the rest of us would pump the brakes on. And I was surprised to hear that he was not comfortable in front of a crowd.
I was really insecure doing SportsCenter for quite a while because I didn't think you don't know if you've mastered it. You don't know if you're great at it. In your own mind. And then, you know, it used to bother me because I never thought that it was great. And, you know, I eventually figured it out. But there was a long time where you sort of dreaded doing SportsCenter. As much as I enjoyed it, I would dread it before we started. And then once we got into it, then I was fine. But you just wanted, and then you get some publicity, and then you want to live up to the hype, and then you go, I don't know if I can live up to the hype here. Yeah, McLean.
Is some of that good, though? Does that push you to be better?
I always liked that nervous energy. I'd have that before handing out the Super Bowl trophy because it's chaos and you got to get it right and it's the largest audience you'll ever be in front of, over 100 million people watching. And your goal is that they don't remember really anything you've done, but that's okay because it went along smoothly. And if you look back on those moments when I was up there, there's always been something that went on. Every one of those Super Bowl trophies I can think of, the Giants won. Remember Eli? He won the Super Bowl MVP, and he had this beautiful black Corvette. But he had a Toyota deal, and I was trying to hand him the keys up on the podium on live TV, and he wouldn't accept them. He walked off the podium, and I had to yell at him to come back up and get the keys. Then you had the Steelers and the Cardinals in the Super Bowl, and I didn't know who the MVP was because nobody told me, and I'm yelling to anybody who will hear. I think that Ben got up there, Roethlisberger got up there and thought he was the MVP.
Can you imagine if you went the other way and just gave it to Ben because you thought that would be, you know what would happen there?
Yeah, could have been a little bit awkward. Ben, I'm going to have that back. Santonio Holmes is your MVP. I'd have been like Steve Harvey in the Miss Universe or whatever that was. What was the other one? The Eagles with Jeffrey Lurie, and he grabbed the microphone out of my hand. Kevin Hart. Remember Kevin Hart trying to get on the podium? He's like yelling, screaming. And I, you know, I'm seeing all this unfold. I'm going, can somebody get Kevin Hart here and keep him off the podium here? I don't think he's in good shape. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Zion Williamson's debut. For a while there, it was pretty boring, pretty slow. And then all of a sudden, boom, magic. That was special. Special fourth quarter, and what he did in that amount of time, and doing it in a variety of ways, shooting the three, a couple of assists. But you kept him out, you know, kept him out those final minutes because you had a, you know, minutes limit. And I'm fine with that because I want him to be great in April, healthy in April. He can be, you know, we can see the glimpses, the signs of greatness now. That's fine. I just want to make sure that he's paid. You got to protect him from himself. Here's Zion asked after the game about having to come out of the game.
How difficult was it when you kind of found that rhythm to not be able to stay in, knowing that long term it may have been a better decision?
It was very hard. You know, I'm 19, honestly. In that moment, I'm not thinking about longevity. I'm thinking about winning that game. So it was very tough.
He did some damage, though, but he didn't do it like he thought he was going to with dunks. And got a game coming up with the Nuggets. And we're wondering about back-to-back games. At any point, do they hold him out of the first game to play in the second game, if that means it's a marquee matchup with the Lakers or the Bucks? I'm wondering about that. We're taking the Dan Patrick Show to Miami for the big game. And if you'd like to join us, we've done this a couple of times, and the audience in Houston was awesome. Atlanta was awesome. And if you'd like to join us in Miami, you can. Tickets are free. Go online. We'll be there Monday through Friday. All the details there. Go to danandmia.com. Danandmia.com to arrange for your free tickets to the DP Show in Miami. So Dan in capital letters MIA.com for free tickets. McLovin, the poll question, we going to stay with that one?
It's really close. Okay. Now it's 53% would rather be Dan Marino than Eli Manning. For some reason, Paulie is pushing or mentioned whose career would you want, Zion or Eli? And to me, that makes no sense whatsoever. Like, they could be more opposite, one on his first day, one on his last day in different sports. But it is interesting.
But you know what you got with Eli Manning. You have no idea what you have with Zion Williamson. I think that's what Paulie is alluding to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
Also, even though the NFL is much bigger in our country, nobody overseas know who the hell Eli Manning is. But Zion's famous worldwide, probably already. I don't know if he's a worldwide name yet, but he's soon on his way to being that. It's just guaranteed by playing in the NBA. You're a worldwide athlete, not an American athlete.
And Eli is not suffering. He's got two Super Bowl rings, of course, and he is the highest paid player in league history. Second on the list is his brother, Peyton Manning. Now, granted, that's going to change dramatically once you get these contracts with Mahomes. Once Mahomes has this contract and then the next contract, he's going to make $500 million. Dak Prescott's going to make his money. Deshaun Watson's going to make his money. Yes, Eden.
Eli would be right around the, like, seventh highest paid NBA player of all time. He would be right between Carmelo Anthony and Dirk Nowitzki.
Hmm. And is KG still number one?
KG is number one, yeah.
Well, how close is LeBron there?
LeBron is three.
And two is?
You want to guess?
Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe. Yeah. Kobayashi.
Yeah.
He's at three. Four is a good one. Five is kind of surprising, actually.
Still playing?
Five is still playing. Four is not.
Five is still playing.
Four is making more money doing other things anyway.
Shaq, Dan Patrick, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Is Shaq going to be at the Super Bowl, Todd?
I think he's having some kind of party. We've been trying to see what his schedule looks like if he can do something with us.
But, oh, okay.
He's supposed to be down there at some point.
All right, so fifth on the all-time list, and they're still playing. Not Melo is what?
Melo was seventh.
Seventh. I'm trying to think who's older, still playing.
He's been bouncing around lately.
Does he play for the, not Jimmy Butler, the 76ers?
No.
Okay. Yes, McLovin.
bouncing around makes me think that he's currently a Laker.
No.
Not Dwight Howard?
No, Dwight Howard.
That's pretty good, though.
That's a great guess.
Bouncing around. Alan Crabb.
All else fails.
I have Dwight Howard as 9 on that.
Okay.
List. Is Jason Kidd up in that neck of the woods? He made a lot of dough, J. Kidd.
Yeah. J. Kidd, yeah, I don't see him. But he might be somewhere around there.
All right, so this guy
This person was a Clipper for a bit, though.
Who hasn't been?
They were drafted by a team that doesn't actually.
I was going to say Jamal Crawford.
Exist.
Kind of. Kevin Durant.
No, Kevin Durant.
He didn't play for the Clippers.
Yeah.
Where's Durant on that list? So this guy got drafted by Seattle?
No.
Blake Griffin?
Junior the third?
No.
All right, who is it?
Chris Paul.
Oh.
Chris Paul, currently number 5. He was a New Orleans Hornet.
Oh, that's a good call. Okay, you got me on a
But that's why it's surprising, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think he would be that high up there, but
yeah,
doing well.
I had a couple of email. Mario actually got up and got some of the email. Yeah, breaking news here. Is Eli in New York and the Hall of Fame the same as Derek Jeter in New York and unanimous as the Hall of Famer? So many players who were far better in smaller markets, Ken Griffey Jr., Cal Ripken Jr., et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, New York overrates you, overcovers you, overexposes you. Absolutely. But it's not like Jeter doesn't have the resume to be one of the greats of all time. He is. Eli's not one of the greats of all time. He's been at times, great quarterback, but he's been an average quarterback to maybe a good quarterback. But I'm fine. You know, if you put him in the Hall of Fame, it's fine. I like the discussion with it. I'm okay with that. Here's Z who sends in an email. I'm going to take Eli over Dan Marino. He's the only one who's undefeated against Brady in the Super Bowl. As a lot of New Yorkers have told me, you can't spell elite without E-L-I. All righty. Well, Nick Foles is undefeated against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. He's 1-0. I'm just throwing it out there. All right. Anything else that I need to mention here? Are we going to change the poll question, McLovin?
I have another strange poll question.
All right.
Who is the one athlete most associated with New Orleans? Is that easy? I have a few options. Who is the athlete of New Orleans?
I think it has to be Drew Brees because it was Archie Manning for a while, Peyton and Eli because they were from there and went to high school there. Drew Brees helped rebuild a city. I mean, he on and off the field, he helped rebuild a city. And we thought they were going to lose their franchise. Remember they were moving to San Antonio or that possibility of leaving New Orleans? Drew Brees saved that team. And they won a Super Bowl. I don't know who has been more important to their city. You know, LeBron was with Cleveland because they won that title. But can you think how many players are more important to their city? One player in recent history. Yeah, McLaughlin.
Maybe because he's wearing orange the next week. Was Elway to Denver a big deal? Feels like he's Mr. Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that Denver needed him like New Orleans needed Brees.
No, they didn't. But, you know, Cleveland has fallen on hard times. You know, that infrastructure, their businesses, they're losing a lot of people there. And, you know, Drew Brees helping, you know, after the Hurricane Katrina. So those two separate themselves because of, you know, the environment in which they were playing in or their city was kind of engulfed by. Yeah, in the club.
Pete Maravich, I looked up a list of great New Orleans athletes. He's high up on those lists. I know he was not from there at all, but he's
from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they list him as impactful as being an important New Orleans athlete. I don't know if that's fair.
Well, he was Louisiana because he went to LSU. So if you factor in what he did in college and then what he did, you know, with the New Orleans Jazz, you know, they didn't win anything, but he was a phenomenon back then. Yeah, Paulie.
I would say Stockton and Malone together for Utah and Salt Lake City because they don't have a lot of other sports things going on, football, baseball. College football is pretty good there. But they kept Utah sports or Utah Jazz relevant for 15 years.
I got some stats on the Super Bowl matchup here, and I was also wondering this. I spoke to a source yesterday, and he said, you know, I know you picked the Chiefs, but why do you think the Chiefs are favored in this game? He said, if I tell you who's got the best running game, who's got the best offensive line, who's got the best defensive line, who's got the best secondary? And I said, San Francisco. He said, the reason why the Kansas City Chiefs are a slight favorite is because of Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is that much better, at least this is the view, he's that much better than Jimmy G. That you win because of Patrick Mahomes, sometimes you have to win in spite of Jimmy G. I said, well, it feels like I'm coming down to way too hard on Jimmy G, and I don't want to pile on him. He's done what you want. He wins games. But I do think that there is a concern of a big-time situation. And, you know, you got two great play callers here. You know, I'd say Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan might be a push when it comes to play calling. And clock management would be the one issue that I would have with Andy Reid, certainly. He's shown a propensity for not being able to do that in the playoffs. But, yeah, this comes down to Patrick Mahomes. And I know I was also looking at how these two teams got to this point is they avoided playing in the wild card weekend, and it came down to really some close calls. If the Patriots don't lose to the Dolphins, then what's Kansas City's path? If San Francisco doesn't stop Seattle at the one-yard line, what's their path? I mean, it's that close in how they got to where they are right now. And it was almost something that wasn't going to happen if you look at how, you know, it could have played out at the end of the regular season. Yes, Fritzy.
The spread is also interesting because if the Chiefs get off to another slow start like they have the last few games against that Niner defense compared to the previous teams, they're not coming back necessarily 10, 17, 24 points against them.
Well, not 24. But if you said they're down 10, then then they could come back from that. In the first quarter, they can come back from that. They've shown that they can. But, yeah, if you look at what Kansas City does well, Kansas City has Mahomes. You know, tight end's a push. George Kittle and Travis Kelce, that's a push. The collection maybe of wide receivers, you would give Kansas City a slight edge there. Certainly with Travis Kelce or with Tyreek Hill. But Kelce and Kittle, that's a push. So you have Tyreek Hill and you have Patrick Mahomes, right? Yeah, McLovin.
Bleacher Report's Mike Freeman put out a story where he surveyed five people, three assistant coaches, two NFL executives, and all five said a Chiefs blowout, which shocked me, that story, because all the Vegas people are going back and the Vegas is not viewing it that way at all. People think the line will come down.
I think it's up to two now.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it went 1.5 to 2, I think.
But that story seems crazy that people would say it's a blowout because of the reasons you said it. And Freeman quotes someone saying it's all because of Patrick Mahomes, just as you said.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to get mentally tough. Trevor Moad, he is the mental coach and an author of It Takes What It Takes. How do you teach an athlete to be mentally tough or tougher? How do you teach one of your clients, Russell Wilson, to be able to be mentally tough after throwing one of the biggest interceptions in the history of the Super Bowl? We'll talk to Trevor. He'll join us coming up. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's Paulie Papps for the Dan Patrick Show. We've got an awesome podcast to tell you about today. It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. Of course it's big. Tune in every week as Shaq and his crew cover sports, entertainment, and a lot more with Shaq. That's the only way the Diesel does it. The show is full of laughs and amazing stories. Stay tuned to the end of this episode from a great clip from the Big Podcast with Shaq. Then be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast listening apps, so you don't miss an episode.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount, so you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more, meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
We're going to get mentally tough here in a couple of minutes. Russell Wilson's mental coach, mental conditioning expert, Trevor Moad, renowned mental conditioning expert, and has a book out that it's called It Takes What It Takes. He's going to find out how soft we are and how to try to rebuild our confidence here. I mentioned that the Niners and Chiefs did just enough to avoid first-round byes, and that proved critical in them getting this far to the Super Bowl. Last four games of this season, three of which the Niners won, they were decided in the final seconds. And, of course, Week 17 against Seattle, they're inches away from a loss. Jacob Hollister got tackled right at the goal line. The 49ers would have lost the NFC West and then gone into the postseason as the number five seed. Instead, you stay away from, thanks to tiebreakers and the Saints, you know, you got home field advantage. Kansas City, they were able to get a first-round bye, but it wasn't easy. They won four of their last six games, and then they got a little help against the Patriots. They finished 12-4. They would have been the number three seed in the AFC, but New England lost to the Dolphins at home. Kansas City leapfrogs the Patriots and ends up with the number two seed in the AFC, and then the Ravens lose, and then all of a sudden Kansas City has home field advantage. Now, the reason why that's important, the last NFL team to play on wild card weekend and win the Super Bowl, Joe Flacco and the Ravens back in 2013. The Niners and Chiefs will meet for the seventh consecutive Super Bowl between teams that came into the playoffs with either number one or number two seed. So home field advantage is truly that home field. Six of the eight Super Bowl champions between 2005 and 2012 didn't have a first-round bye. Since then, it's been nothing but number one and number two seeds playing through the conference championships. Right now, I believe the point spread is 2 points for Kansas City. Check out the DP Show store. Great stuff on there. We got our Patrick Mahomes. What's up, Mahomes? T-shirt that's available. Also, we have some calendars that are still available, 30% off. DanPatrick.com or the DP Show app. Are we ready to test our mental toughness? Yes, Paul.
Is anyone in the room worried that he's going to tell you something that's going to maybe should help you, but more like get in your own head? You know, where it could be like, oh, I didn't know I had that flaw or that fault.
I think we're in our own heads, Werder. Trevor, come on in. Trevor's written a book. Look at you, all dressed up, got a suit and tie on.
You know, Russ told me to put a suit and tie on.
So no, you look good.
I look a little bit.
Yeah, you look at it.
I got to get everybody. We're going to engage a little bit today.
Okay. All right.
So I got to get everybody something, one of these things.
Okay. So, Todd, you want to hand out whatever?
I got to keep one. I got to start here with you, DP.
All right.
Oh, It Takes What It Takes, the Mindset Manual, and it's got our pictures on the cover.
It's got your pictures?
Yeah. Why Winners Win. All right. Explain what your job is, Trevor. Pull that microphone if you guys can help him. One of the camera people, make sure. Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go.
Explain for the layman what you do.
Well, I guess the only real consumer-facing brand that people kind of in general would know would be sort of Tony Robbins. And I would say what I do is probably a lot different than that. But my job really starting at IMG, the sports agency, IMG Academy, and then ultimately going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, then Alabama, then Florida State, then a lot of places is – to really focus on how to help our really good players get better, but how to help people get out of their own way psychologically. So I'm not a clinical psychologist. Like if you said, hey, go down and help Antonio Brown right now, I would say I would have better luck playing in traffic than helping him.
Who is the one – what was the biggest challenge you had with an athlete or coach?
Well, I'd probably say the early challenge I had was the running back Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor, yeah, when Coach Coughlin originally hired me, he wanted to play all 16 games. And, he really didn't know how to unpack that. And I think what you figure out, and I think the book talks about this, Dan, is how do you learn to do simple better? You know, Joe Maddon talked about it all the time. How do you do the basic things well? Fred wanted to play 16 games. We found out 2 days into it that there were 17 guys on the Jaguars that had played two contracts or were going into three contracts. This is back when they had Keenan McCardell, Mark Brunell, all those guys. And all Fred wanted to do was play 16 games. If you remember his nickname back then, it was Fragile Fred. And that's not a good nickname for a running back. And so we found out that of the 17 guys that had played two contracts, there were two common denominators that all of them had. They all showed up at either 6:30 in the morning or earlier, and they all took ice baths at the end of the day. And so we sat down with Fred. We said, all right, if you commit to doing this for the rest of the year, we think this is going to give you your best chance to play all 16 games. He's like, well, what am I going to do at 6:30 in the morning? I said, I have no idea. There must be something these guys do, and I don't like ice baths. We'll create aqua socks for you. And ultimately, it's amazing, but something simple like that. Fred played 46 games in a row, ultimately retired with, you know, 11,500 yards, and was just short of Jim Brown. And it's the basic things, I think. How do you unravel little things like that?
But you had Russell Wilson, who's a client, of course, friend of the show. He throws the interception in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
They're going to win their second.
Yep.
And then he throws the interception.
Yep.
How do you unpack that and build back up? And maybe you don't need to, but...
No, you need to. I think what people don't know is the most televised event in the history of the United States was MASH. You know, the MASH finale.
Yeah.
When in the final 2 minutes of that game, and Andy Staples, who's a friend of the show, I know who wrote the book with me, 124 million people were watching the final 2 minutes of the New England-Seattle game, okay. The most televised moment in the history of the United States, when Russell throws that interception. So it's a big moment. And what he did was he went back and he watched film and he evaluated it and did what he normally did. But the only thing we controlled, Dan, was the offseason. So we said we got to get out of Seattle because Seattle's having a really difficult time controlling this thing. And we got to go down to San Diego. And the only thing that we control is having the best offseason of your career. Now, what I did was I put together every fourth quarter comeback that he had played, been a part of since high school. So I had over 35 fourth quarter comebacks. And every morning in the offseason, we watched a fourth quarter comeback. So it reminded him of who he was and what he was all about. And then we hired, you know, a great strength coach and one of the top trainers, had a great offseason, and ultimately he threw 35 touchdowns, 7 picks, and had the best season of his career following that year.
You've advised Nick Saban?
Yeah. I spent 8 seasons at the University of Alabama and 1 season with the Miami Dolphins.
Now, do you have to help Saban with confidence, or are you helping his players with confidence?
Well, one of the great things about Coach Saban, which I think was different than Coach Coughlin, was he utilized a lot of different people. So there were 6 different sort of mental experts helping the University of Alabama program.
6?
6 different experts. And if you think about right now the 132 college football programs, nobody has anybody, and Alabama had 6. And nobody knows it because it's kind of a unique value proposition. So I was one of many pieces.
Yeah.
But my job was kind of like that workbook you have in the summer. We would have, when you lift and do 7-on-7, every week, twice a week, we would do mental conditioning. And we would just teach our players the fundamentals of thinking. We would study.
Is this visualization?
Well, we don't really teach the power of positive thinking or meditation.
Oh, okay.
What we've learned is that negative thinking is the killer. And if you can minimize negativity, then you don't need to be more positive.
Can you be overconfident?
I think you can be overconfident. I think that would be called grandiosity. When you expect, maybe when your expectations are ahead of your training.
You're delusional.
You would be, I don't know, delusional would be probably different, but you expect more than your body's probably capable of the output.
The book is called It Takes What It Takes. I just want to put that It Takes What It Takes.
Well, so I was working with the Memphis Grizzlies, and I was having a conversation with Vince Carter. And we were sort of talking about 3 players who had been arrested and that were struggling. And he said, how many of those guys that play college football want to play professional football? And I said, you know, to be honest, at Florida State, Alabama, Georgia, any of these places, probably 7 out of 10. And he said, you know, isn't it funny that they think they can do whatever they want and still be a professional athlete? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I'm 38 years old, and there's only a limited amount of things I can do and play at 38. You know, I can't dunk as much now because when I land, it takes me longer to get back, and I can't eat fast food after different things, and I have to lift the days of games and all the different things. And I said, well, what do you mean? I said that there are no choices. He said, choice is an illusion. It takes what it takes. And so that there's a finite way to be good. To be good at what you do, it takes what it takes. You don't have to do it. But to me, what I've seen, Dan, in 18 years, is average people become average through average aptitude or through average behavior, not average aptitude. Like Russell has a really good aptitude, but his behavior, what he does, when I first met Russ, he comes out to IMG Academy. I meet him with Chris Winkie. Remember Chris Winkie, the quarterback? Yeah, we go up and we meet him, and I'm like, at first 10 minutes, and you had to be this way. I'm like, is this dude for real?
I still say it.
Right. I'm like, I mean, he's so polished. He's so buttoned up, and he knew everything about me. He said, I know you worked with Drew Brees 11 years earlier. I want to study everything that Drew did. I want to know, you know, all the different mental things. I want to know how he answered every question being under 6 feet. And then he met with me 3 times a week in addition to doing all the things normal combine guys do. It was incredible.
It's the book is called It Takes What It Takes. Trevor Moad is joining us here. He's a renowned mental conditioning expert and strategic advisor. All right. If you were going to do a test on it, is test the right word?
Yeah, well, so there's two things. It'll be an exercise, okay. But there's probably two things. We'll do one, but probably the biggest stress skills we're seeing right now, Dan, is and my goal, Russ said, my goal is I've got to do a good enough job to be the official mental conditioning consultant for the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, okay.
So I've obviously got to earn this thing. Wow. So this is again, now, but our premise is you don't need to be sick to get better. So you guys are already really good. So our job is to help you get better. I mean, I think everybody here is pretty strong. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do one of the things that you would do at the NFL Combine day 3 if you were getting ready for the draft. If you were one of the 300 people invited.
Okay.
So has everybody got their book?
I got my book here.
Okay. So we're going to have to ultimately eventually get into where we're going to partner. But I want you to turn to page 14.
Page 14.
Now, you're going to have...
I'm already nervous.
You're going to have this thing called Test 1. Everybody see Test 1. It has all the numbers between 1 and 99.
Concentration Test 1.
Concentration Test 1. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 30 seconds. When I say go, I'm going to give you a starting number. Now, I know how some of you got through college, so keep your eyes on your own paper. But I'm going to give you... Does everybody got it right now? Hold your book up so I can see y'all.
Oh, boy.
Okay? So... You have to have a pen in your hand, okay? And when I say go, I'm going to give you a starting number. That number might be 77. You got to find 77. You got to put an X through 77, and you got to find as many numbers in consecutive descending order, okay? You're going to have 30.
Descending
order. So anybody go to Florida State? Okay, I don't want to challenge you if I say descending. I know you might get a little bit nervous if I say any Florida State Seminoles here. But 77, the next number in consecutive order would be what?
76.
Okay. So I'm going to move out of my desk and engage a little bit. I'm going to watch you guys.
Uh-oh.
But.
You know what? Let me take a break here.
Take a break?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll get ready. We'll get everybody mentally ready.
Yeah.
Can you handle a break? It's going to take us at least.
How long will it take?
It's going to take to do all three. It's going to take us probably about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Let's go. Let's do it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when I say go, I'm going to give you a starting number. And you got to find as many numbers in consecutive descending order, okay?
Yeah.
So test one, we're starting right now. We're going to start with the number 99 and go. 99. Does my live mic work?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds. So 25 seconds remaining.
Good God.
There is a 97, Dan.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find the damn thing.
15 seconds remaining. I'm going to need you.
Are you sure there's a 97 on here?
Yes. 5 seconds remaining. And stop. Okay, you come up here. I need right now, I need everybody to get a partner, turn to test two. Get a partner, turn to test two. Come on up here. Come on up here, brother. You're going to partner with Dan.
All right. So why don't we do front row and back
so
row?
So just slide over right next to him. You're going to go over here and partner with Dan.
All right.
Okay, you're going to look at Dan. So when I say go this time, all you're going to do is lean over your partner's shoulder. One of you is going to watch him on test two. So you're going to watch him, and then you're going to switch, and then you're going to count for the other guy. So put your hand up. You're going to watch your partner first. Okay? This is the exact thing you would do at the NFL Combine day 3. Okay, so when I say go, I'm going to give you a new starting number.
Yep.
You're going to lean over and you're going to watch your partner, and then we're going
to
switch.
But I'm not okay?
So next thing, we're going to start with the number 68 and go.
We're going descending.
Consecutive descending order.
All right. Is he supposed to be helping me out?
Nope, you're just watching him.
Oh, okay.
I had it. 20 seconds remaining. God. 10 seconds. Very good, and stop, switch partners.
Okay.
Here you go, brother. You're going to watch CP right here. You got mine.
Terrible.
CP's going to watch you. Okay, next partner up. I'm exact terrible. Same exercise. We'll start with the number 51 and go. 51, yeah. Let's roll. 51.
Is this test three?
Test two. You're on test three. You're not to test three yet. We're almost to test three.
51.
Lean over his shoulder and count for him.
51. 51.
51.
15 seconds remaining.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be a reason why this is confusing.
Consecutive descending order. There is a 48. Five seconds. Very good, and stop. Now, this time we're going to do something we call trash talking. Your job is to do everything you can to distract your partner from finding the number. You cannot physically touch them. We're in the hashtag world. But my job is to do everything I can. We get to test three to distract you so I can yell. I can make as much noise as I want. First of all, make sure you write your score down on each of the top two. So how many you crossed out on the top two? So write down your score. So, Dan, write down your score.
Yep.
So now your partner, what's your partner's name?
Grayson.
Grayson, so you're going to do everything you can. I'm going to help you to distract Dan from finding the number. Okay? So that means you can yell, you can get in his face, you can do whatever you can.
Uh-oh.
And this is all connected to the power of concentration, which is the most stressed skill in 2020. So put your hand up if you're going to talk to trash first.
Grayson.
You're talking to trash first.
Okay.
Okay, this time, test three. Starting with the number 41 and yeah!
West Virginia University.
Where are you at, DP?
Was it 41?
41 is the number. 41 is the number. Don't think of 38. Come on, Grayson. You got to get that as loud as you can. Do everything you can to distract them.
Dartmouth isn't really Ivy League.
I'm going to up. I'm not going down.
Five, consecutive order. Four, three, two.
Oh, my God.
One, and stop. Tell your partner how many he got.
I was horrible. Four.
Okay, next partner up. All right, Grayson, you got to go this time. Next partner up, last time.
Oh, my God.
This time we're starting with the number 31 and go.
Who calls their kid Grayson? Why don't you go get me breakfast right now?
Let's go, Grayson. Where you at? Don't think it's number 45, Grayson. 25 seconds.
You're a righty.
You're soft.
25 seconds.
You're soft.
Yes. 20.
Nobody likes you around here.
18.
15. 15. 13. 14. 13. Good. Give me something to drink. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, you're going to fail miserably. This is going to be so embarrassing. People are going to laugh at you forever.
Tell your partner how many he got.
You got four. He did the same as me. Way to go, Gray. Now get out of here.
Okay.
Six banger.
It's got to be actual.
God, it's horrible.
You can only count the ones who
are actually. All right. Trevor, let's. Take a break here. We'll come
back.
We gotta regroup here.
Y'all survive.
God, this just brought back bad memories of high school and college. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and see how we did right after this.
When it comes to comfort down below, there's underwear and there's Tommy John, the revolutionary clothing brand that's redefined comfort for Americans everywhere, including me. To put it simply, Tommy John doesn't give an F. They give three Fs: fabric, fit, and function. See what I did there? Tommy John obsesses over every little detail and stitch by using proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. As a result, Tommy John's men's and women's underwear sport a non-wedgie guarantee. No wedgies. Comfortable stay-put waistbands in a range of fabrics that are luxuriously soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking, breathable, and designed to move with you, not against you. No bunching, no riding up. If you prefer to shop in stores, you can find them in over 1,200 retail locations across the country. Get 3 F's about your underwear and upgrade with Tommy John today. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Patrick for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Patrick for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Patrick. Once again, hurry to TommyJohn.com/Patrick for 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/Patrick. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Sorry. We just, it wasn't a test. It was, how would you describe what we just did, Trevor?
Well, it was sort of an experience of kind of like a game, kind of like a series of moments. Basically, you had the exact same assessment that you took, and you took it three times. And what was, you had to find numbers in consecutive descending order. How many of you found that your results were a little bit different, or it felt a little bit different each time you took it? Anybody in that situation?
I was far better with the last one.
You were far better with that?
I was more comfortable with somebody yelling at me.
Okay. Now, there's just a couple basic truths, and this is what we were always focusing on at Alabama, Florida State, Georgia, U.S. Army Special Operations Command, the fundamentals of thinking. Like, what are the basic truths? The simple fact of the matter is you can only think about one thing at a time. So as Russell's going through that final drive, Russell focuses on three things.
Russell Wilson,
great balance, great fundamentals, being engaged. Okay, so you can only think about one thing at a time. So when your mind is focused on the next number.
We got about 45 seconds.
Yeah, when your mind's focused on the next number, you're most effective. When it's focused on the person yelling at you, you can't because you can only think about one thing at a time. So in this exercise, the only thing that changed was the environment. So if you think about sports, what's constantly changing? You're playing in front of coaches, you're not. The combine is the ultimate thing. You're playing, there's no crowd. It's just stopwatches. So you can only think about one thing at a time, so the environment changed.
What's a good number on these tests?
I think if you can get 6, 7, or 8, we only did 30 seconds. Normally we do 90 seconds. But the goal was, if you're focused, so the last time when you went, Paulie, you were focused on the next number.
Yeah.
So if you can keep it on the next number, not the other thing.
Trevor Moad, the book is It Takes What It Takes, How to Think Neutrally and Gain Control of Your Life, available online wherever books are sold. The mental conditioning expert, strategic advisor, and Russell Wilson's mental coach. Trevor, thanks for coming in.
This was a blast.
Fascinating.
Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity.
Stuff. You fixed us. Now look at us. We're new men. Find out next hour.
As promised, here's a clip from the big podcast with Shaq.
I do want to start with this gem from Skip.
Skip.
It came from our main man,
Monty. By the way,
do
you believe any of the rumors?
About the show dissolving and
Skip might, going to ESPN. Skip might go back to ESPN and be with Stephen A.
I've learned in media, usually when there's a rumor, there's a little bit of truth to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it'll happen, but it's probably been talked about. Monty at our Gmail sent this over. He is singing the praises of Lamar Jackson in Baltimore,
and
this one just gets away from him.
It's like the quickest little flick relief.
Right.
And again, I'll be the first to admit, doesn't look the prettiest, but it comes out so sweet and fast and hot.
Number one spot. Clinching playoff spot
right
there.
What does it do?
It comes out so sweet and fast and hot and hot.
Damn.
By the way, can we even B-Dog and I could find something to agree on? Lamar Jackson is must-see.
Oh, he's a video game. You know how Madden you hit the circle button? And
I don't know that.
He's
must-see TV. Yeah. And to think right now, all the great young quarterback talent that's out there. Mm. But Lamar Jackson, do your thing, baby, because so many people doubted you, where Mahomes wasn't doubted coming out. Everybody was doubting Lamar Jackson.
That's my point. They set him up for failure. What is he doing?
And always killing
him. Showing up.
He is so much fun to watch.
Well, the thing is, they adjusted. They adjusted to his talent.
They did. They absolutely did. The same. By the way.
Because they want to win, and you have to adjust.
Plus he's a leader. Plus he's a leader.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And.
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Watch sensational Grand Slam action on Tennis Channel as top stars clash at Roland Garros in Paris. Catch all the excitement.
What a shot. Come on now.
With Tennis Channel's comprehensive coverage as we bring you live matches and nightly encores, plus match previews.
That is awesome.
Don't miss one of the greatest events in all of sports. Roland Garros, the French Open. Daily live coverage on Tennis Channel, now through June 9th.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.